Anyway, this tickle is an interesting piece. At the bottom, it says that the Or on the bottom.
Yeah.
Omroi Adon Yochi Harav Hakadosh Zichron Levracha. The Baal Hamoitzi Laor from the Pesach of Hakoyl, which is a brother of the Or Chaim. Rav Gershon Hainel's brother, he says that his brother said his Torah in the year Tofer Shlamet Ches. Tofer Shlamet Ches, Lamaise,
Parshat Vayechi. That's that of Rav Yeshua Heschel?
Not of Rav Yeshua Heschel, a younger brother. One of the younger ones. Rav Yeruchameya.
He was a brother from the Baal Tchelis?
Yeah, Rav Yeruchameya, his name is.
Okay.
The younger brother, Rav Yeruchameya, he's the one that gave out the Besyank of Akoil, the Sefer. And the year Parshas Vayelech Tofer Shlamet Ches Lamaisa was already after the Petit of the Besyankiv. Besyankiv already passed away. Besyankiv passed away, Tezvov Ba'av, the Tofer Shlamet Ches. So how do we have over here a piece of Vayelech Tofer Shlamet Ches? Besyankiv wasn't alive anymore. So he writes on the bottom that this piece of Maisa was said by the Besyankiv after the Besyankiv passed away. How was it said by the Besyankiv after he passed away? He says that the Or Chaim of Gershon Hainich, Shabbos afternoon, says, Kol Yom HaShabbos Niskashesi V'divrei HaZohar HaKadosh Parashazi. A whole Shabbos, I had the Zohar HaKadosh Shver. I was trying to have pshat. This Zohar Kodesh, we'll see in a minute what the Zohar says. V'achas the Suda Shachris Nedamti, after the Suda in the morning, after the day Suda, I fell asleep. U'b'chaloimi bo elai Adon Yovi. The Besyankiv, his father, came to him in a dream, Shabbos afternoon. V'omali shekach pirusha, he told him shat in the Zohar. And then he wrote down this, after Shabbos, he wrote it down. In the Besyankiv, Tofer Shlamet Ches, even though the Besyankiv wasn't alive anymore, but he heard a shtickle from the Besyankiv in a dream Shabbos afternoon of a mamish a few weeks after he was nifter. So this shtickle is the shtickle we'll learn. It says like this. The pasuk says, Vayedach Moshe, Vayedach Moshe, Vayidabe es advarim ha'ele al kol Yisrael, Vayoyim aleyem ben meyev v'esrim shon anoichi ha'yoyim. Parash Vayedach, Moshe Rabbeinu went. He went and he spoke these words to Klal Yisrael. B'zoi HaKadosh state in Parash Vayelech state azoi, Mai Vayelech, La'an Holach, where did Moshe Rabbeinu go? Where did he go? Vayelech Moshe Rabbeinu went. Where did he go? Why doesn't it say like it says in Kol HaTorah Kula, Vayidaber Moshe? Vayidaber Moshe, said Dvarim Ha'ele. Vayidaber Moshe, Moshe spoke. What's the pshat? Vayelech Moshe Rabbeinu went. Where did he go? Hello, Vayelech kiguf v'bloi droya. Moshe Rabbeinu went like a goof without arms. That's the Zohar HaKadosh. In other words, the Hadgosha, the pasuk is Madgish. Vayelech Moshe Rabbeinu walked, he went. So the pasuk means to say he went like a goof without arms. And this is a reference to the last day of his life. What does the Zohar HaKadosh mean? So he writes to Or Chaim, Rav Gershon Hainich, didn't have shot in the Zohar HaKadosh a whole Shabbos. Shabbos afternoon, the Besyankiv came to him in a dream, and he told him the pshat in the Zohar HaKadosh. What's the pshat? Pshat is like this.
Zayt from Duma makes shlufen Shabbos by Tug.
It doesn't say he went to sleep, it says he fell asleep.
Fell asleep.
Yeah, Damti. But one thing was Mazayt Fendu, that the Or Chaim had a lot of chashuv dreams. And you should know that it's not the first time in the Sefer that he writes about a dream. The Shtiklich Hasod Yeshorim, Kama Vakama Shtiklich, they're all found, like I remember now, Shtiklich that he writes. In the shtickle, nothing to do with Besyankiv. He writes that V'ro'isi b'chaloimi, I saw in my dream the pshat. kach v'kach. A number of times he writes that, v'reisi v'chaloimi. And I remember hearing from my Zayde Zechon Levroche, he said that the Orchaz Chaim used to have, Al Tchedes, Ab Gesh Nehenech, used to have by his bed, used to have a pen and a paper, a blai. In those days it wasn't a pen, it was a feather, whatever, the ink and paper. And he used to wake up in the middle of the night. He used to wake up, he used to wash the Nagel of Asa right away and write things that he just dreamed about. Divrei Torah, he went back to sleep because he wanted to catch the first few moments when he still remembered what he was dreaming about. So he used to have it near his bed, ready, a piece of paper, and he wrote right away. That was and whenever he traveled, he used to take along to put near his bed paper and pen to always be able to write during the night when he slept. As soon as he woke up in the middle of the night, sudden he woke up. He remembered what he dreamed about. He washed Nagel Vasa and right away he wrote it down. That's what's brought down.
Shragai brings it down, I believe.
That's possible, yeah. Very, very possible. So the Lamai said this is one of the Radzina Rebbes that we find that he has Divrei Torah in his dream. The other Radzina Rebbe that we found has Divrei Torah in his dream is not in the sefer that's printed, but it's from the Rebbe Shechem Rochem, my grandma, my Zayde. In his Kisve Yodis, that's not printed yet, he has five or six pieces that I remember where he writes the Mahalach, the pshat that he's going to write, Reisi v'chaloimi, I saw it in my dream. And he writes the Mahalach. And one of the times that he writes, Reisi v'chaloimi b'mchinas nim v'loy nim. And I was like sleeping, and not mamish asleep, but sleeping. And then I woke up, I was like gedrimmelt, and I dreamed this pshat, and then he wrote it down. So that's another makom, another place, another one of the Razina rabbis we find Divrei Torah in his cholim. Anyway, and we know the famous Tzadik HaKohen. Tzadik HaKohen has a whole sefer called the Divrei HaLoimis. All the chalimis, a lot of chalimis that he has. And one of the famous ones is the cholim that he had in Ishbitze, the one that got him, that eventually caused him to become a chassid. He came from a family of Misnagdim. That dream is, I think, the third shtickel in Divrei Chalomis, Kuntres Divrei Chalomis. It's the back of the Sefer HaZachronis, I think, or the Sisa Laila, one of the two. Our Kaponim, look to B'Siyankiv Azoy, Ho'inyi B'zeh, Ki Azroyos, Hei Manhigei, Haguf. The arms of a person is what controls the person. What does it mean? A person can take his arms and lift them above his head. That's what arms are. Arms is the only part of a person's body that you can actually lift it above your head. The arms. What's the significance of that? A person, through his koyach avoida, through the avoida, the koyach avoida that he has, he can overpower. He can reach higher madregas than the makom tfisas chachmosai, than the chachma, than the levels of chachma that he reaches. The head, the moyach of the person refers to the chachma that he has, the wisdom. And the arms of the person refers to the koyach avoida. That's the arms. The arms are symbolize the avoida, the clay pool, the person's yadayim of the things that actually do the maisim. And when you're able to lift your arms above your head, the significance of that is that you're able to do things more than what your chachma has the capacity of understanding, which is be'etzem what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says: Kol shachmosim rubim b'maisov, ein chachmosim miskayemes. Kol shemaisov rubim chachmosoi, chachmosim miskayemes. A person's maisim is more than his chachma. The person has a lot of chachma, but he doesn't do actually any meisim, enough meisim based on that chachma, then it has no pshat. But if a person has meisim, even though it's more than his chachma, then it's very, very good. So that's the pshat in the arms of a person. A person can lift his arms above his head. V'zeu, kol zman she'adam beguf, as long as a person is beguf, a person is alive. She'nasna kol shabocha koyach hester ba'olam, she'adam yarish ba'avoyda. A person, the Eibush gave a koyach hester ba'olam. A koyach hester ba'olam means a hidden koyach that a person has. He's able to be marish ba'avoyda. He's able to bring out from the hidden depths of his koyaches, he's able to bring out avoyda. And through that, he has a gilui. The Eibush reveals to him more koyaches than his chacham is able to, than his chacham really has. Because the koyach avoyda. What?
Chulik, I'm sorry to interrupt. What is the, just a taich? Yarish.
Yarish means to, in Yiddish it's called teshturim. 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 And in English would mean Yarish means to make it the literal word means to make a lot of noise, to make a racket. A person can be marish b'avoyda, he can do a lot of things loudly and b'koyach, even more than what his chachma has the capacity of understanding. The Eibush reveals to him more. If a person pushes himself to do things, the Eibush reveals to him more than what his chachma usually would be able to acquire. That's the koyach that the koyach hester. It's the hidden koyaches that he has. Person's chachma is able to master a certain amount, but even more than that, is that a person through his avoida is able to reach higher levels than what his chachma is able to give him. It's the koyach that Eibush gave a person. As long as the person is alive. Okay. The pshat, and that is I'm saying, if you want to really, the simple explanation to that is that the Eibushter gave the person a capacity of understanding, a level of understanding to a certain level, right? But the Eibushter gave a person a capacity to acquire in the Olam HaMaisa, you could do even more than that, even if you don't understand. And the Eibushter reveals to the person he has more koyches than what he believes he's capable of doing. This is the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Moshe Rabbeinu became complete. What does it mean he became nishlam? He says, "V'ikke hashlamas manik adoyhu." What's the ikke shlemus of a manik? She yachnis kol koyach chachmosoi binosoi v'abidosoi l'divos Yisrael. The ikke shlemus of a manik is that you put in all your koiches, all your madregas of chachma and bina and avoido into the hearts of your talmidim of yidden. That's the shleimus of a manik. When a manik reaches the final moments of his life, when he reaches the shleimus, when he finally reaches the levels of completion that he has in this world, it means that he gave over all his koiches, all his madregas to his talmidim. And it's not stam he gave it over to his talmidim. It's mushrish. Mushrish means it's deeply enrooted in the hearts of his talmidim, of the yidden. The achash nishlam, after the manik is nishlam, which Rabbeinu, the manik is complete. The Eibushter was miyachet shmoy. The Eibushter called his name. Shekol ma'asher hisik u'noki u'bor reblushim psoilas. And whatever this manik reached, all the madrigas that this manik was masik when he reached, is clear and pure, b'lishum psoilas, without any shmutz whatsoever. Yochalim zazos l'libos Yisrael. You can give it over to the libos Yisrael. You can give it over to your talmidim, to their hearts. V'heim yinagu es koyach hachmosoi. And there, take over, and they'll be manik the koyach of your chachma. V'heim yinagu b'koycham es hachmosoi. And they're going to be manik with their koyach avoida. They'll be manig yom adreges of chachma. Kikoma as the Talmud Vasik asked the Chadish, u'b'chlan nichlal, toyas Moshe. Anything a Talmud Vasik eventually will be mechadish. Anything that a future yid will be mechadish. Everything is included in toyas Moshe. Right? והוא שמנהיג תורס מוישה רבנו לו בשולוים, שיחנס לתורך גדת ויסס התלמיד. When a person is manik, Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, it goes into the gather of the Tvisus HaTalmud. In other words, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu's Koich is nimtu b'libos b'nei Yisrael, and every single Yid has a Tvisa in Moshe Rabbeinu's Koich according to his level. And whatever Yom HaChadosh, that means it's your level of your Koyach, of Chiddush that you have, your Madregas that you have, is within your Tvisa, it comes from the Koich of Moshe Rabbeinu's Hanhogo. So Moshe Rabbeinu on the last day of his life, when he was Nishlam, complete, all his koichas were given over to Klal Yisrael. V'zel v'yelich. V'yelich Moshe. Sheholach u'mosa atzma d'tech leib n'kol Klal Yisrael. He went and he gave himself over to within the lave of Klal Yisrael. That's v'yelich Moshe. V'yedabes ha'dvorim eile kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over these dvorim eile, the whole Torah. I'll call Yisrael to Gant Klal Yisrael. Where did he go? Ke guf v'bloi dro, the Zohar Kodesh writes. He went like a guf without arms. What does that mean? A guf with arms means that a person is able to reach, his arms take him to higher madregas than his koiches. To higher madregas, right? But now he's giving over that koyach and hogo to the Yidden. Now the Yidden are going to take Moshe Rabbeinu's koyches to high madregas with their arms, because the Yidden are taking over now. So Moshe Rabbeinu was walking, his Vayelech Moshe, he's like a goof without arms now. He lost his arms. His arms now are by the Yidden. They're going to take his madregas, they're going to take his koyches and walk and take it to levels above their koyches, above Moshe Rabbeinu's koyches. They can take Moshe Rabbeinu's koyches and walk with it, and move with it up Madregas and upon Madregas. But not Moshe Rabbeinu anymore, because now he gave it over to the Yidden, the last day of his life. And maybe Esrim Shana Nechi Hayoyim, he gave over everything to the Libos Bnei Yisrael, and they're going to continue to be manik. Be'emes, Gam b'mei anhogas Moshe Rabbeinu l'vasholim, ho'yisol nechlolam b'zor Yosef. Even during the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when his anhoga, the Yidden were nechlal in his arms. He lifted all the Yidden. He elevated the Yidden. Achen.
Kasha Yorim Moshe's Yadav.
What?
Kasha Yorim Moshe's Yadav. By Mechamed Sarala.
Right.
You see that's how he was manning the Yidden. Davka, by picking up his arms, that's what made the Yidden be able to win the Mechamed, because they were Meshavad Leib and Lavim Shmashmayim.
True. Very good. Gedanke. He's saying that the reason the Koyach that Moshe Rabbeinu had in his arms wasn't stam, like it says Chazal, his arms had something to do with it also. Right. He lifted his arms above the Hasogis, and the Yidden were able to be Meshabed as Libam, Avim Shabashmaim, by the Melcham of Amalek. Sai over there, right? True. Very good. Yeah. Ochen and Hogo is from Surab Yodab. In those days, the Hogo was given to him. He was the one that was controlling it with his arms. They are the manhigim, and his chachma is included within the Yidden. That means Moshe Rabbeinu is still, the Yidden are still, the arms of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's, everything is still the same. The only difference is who are the ones lifting their arms. Up until now was Moshe Rabbeinu, and now it's the Yidden, they're lifting their arms. He was the Roish, and the Yidden were the arms, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Roish, lifted the Yidden as the arms, and now the Yidden, they're the ones that are being manic, they're the ones that are controlling everything, and Moshe Rabbeinu is, koiches are within the Yidden now. So it's considered that Moshe Rabbeinu is pashtus of the Moshe, that's the pshat in the Zohar Kodesh, that his pashtus of Moshe Rabbeinu is within every single door. But the pshat in that is, that this pashtus, that every single Yid has a koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, that his koiches is really the koiches of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rebbe, the Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu's koiches is within every single Yid. Kol Mashe Talmud Vos, the Gosel Lechadish, is the Klal Torah's Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu's, every Yid uses the koiches of Moshe Rabbeinu, but you are controlling now Moshe Rabbeinu's koiches. You're being manic, Moshe Rabbeinu's koiches, and you're going, the koichach hazeh, and elevating yourself one level upon another level, above your koiches, using the koiches of Moshe Rabbeinu. because Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the pshat of the Rebbe with the Talmud. The koyches of the Rebbe is within the Talmud, and specifically by Moshe Rabbeinu. The day of Moshe Rabbeinu's patira, he gave over all those koyches to Klal Yisrael for all future generations. So every single yid has a koyach to grab on to the Moshe Rabbeinu that's within himself, and use that deep recess of his heart, which is the koyches of Moshe Rabbeinu, and use that to elevate himself with his clay avoided with his hands above the madregas that he thinks he has in his moyach. Be able to go higher than that. Be able to push yourself to madregas above what you believe you're capable of doing. That's right, that the yadayim are above the roish, above the roish of the person. That's the pshat in this tikkul b'syankiv, which b'syankiv gave over to the Orchis Chaim in his dream. Just want to add on one shtickl over here that I heard from the my Zaydis Khanibroch. He said Avayedach Moshe. He said that Avayedach Moshe, Moshe Benu, on the last day of his life, was making a cheshbon nefesh, the zman of tshuva. That's why we hear Parshas Avayedach many times comes out to be Parshas tshuva, like this year, Parshas tshuva. And the ultimate way that a person can do tshuva is when you're able to analyze the situation objectively. Because if you can't analyze your matziv objectively, it's very difficult to do tshuva. I mean, as long as you're within the situation, you can't focus on what is going on, because you have the gears, you're within the situation. So Moshe Rabbeinu, on the last day of his life, Vayedach Moshe, he went out of his life, he stepped out of his matziv. He was able to do it on the last day of his life, because the last days of a person's life is a whole different type of matziv. He was able to reflect upon on his whole life by stepping out and looking. That's Vayedach Moshe. The koyach hatshuva that Moshe Rabbeinu had was stepping out and reflecting on the Ovar. And that's the koyach of tshuva that every single yid is supposed to grab onto, to be a Vayelech, to try to focus and look objectively on what his situation is, and from there being able to fix and to do tshuva properly. That's the way he was mouthed. Not really, it may be worthy to note.
That's Moshe Rabbeinu on the last day, but we're doing tshuva hopefully before our last day. Yeah. So if you have echad l'fnei mitzvascha, is he saying that we can't be fully objective? Moshe Rabbeinu was able to mamash be fully objective. We have to be objective to whatever level we're able to.
In other words, to be as objective as possible as a person can be. That's the focus of tshuva. The focus of tshuva is to be able to be objective, to be able to analyze your situation objectively. And that's why there's an inyan of a tzaddik, to be Rosh Hashanah by a tzaddik, to be by a Rebbe. The inyan of that always was that he's able to help you look at your situation objectively. Because a person many times is within a situation, you can't see your situation objectively, and you don't know what's going on. You don't know which direction you should take, what exactly you should do. But if a person is able to focus objectively with the help of a tzaddik on the outside, it's able to direct him in the right direction, then you're able to do more of a proper tshuva. Obviously, it's not going to be Moshe Rabbeinu on the last day of his life. But the reason why the pasuk felt it necessary to say Yedach Moshe is to teach us what's the focus, what's the objective. The objective is to be objective. That's the Matorah, as much as possible. Okay, that's a shtickla
ma'yelech. What do you mean that he's supposed to?
Thank you, Rabbi. Shana Tova.
Thank you, Ari. All the best. What?
You said when he's by the tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah that he should be miyayitzim?
The tzaddik is able to be miyayitzim exactly what direction he should be taking.
I don't know. I would say it doesn't necessarily mean that, or not even
miyayitzim maybe, but that's in fact just that you're the there, tzaddik, you're able to reflect more. Tzaddik, yes.
True. He sees this guy who has everything in control, then he looks at himself and contrasts there.
That's also true. The truth is both things are true. side effect, that's the fact that you're by the tzaddik, you're able to see yourself better. And also the tzaddik is able to help you direct. It's both things. True. The first thing is what?
I hear. What's the shot when you said over here by a Rebbe and his Talmud or in his Chassid? So why can't he come to the, why is it totally on his Misa?
This is a Yisoy that's brought down also in Rav Tzadik HaKoyin, the Pritzadik. And he has a Kamel Shtiklach on it. One of them is a Lag Boimer, if I remember offhand. He says that, of course, a Talmud, a Chassid, can get from his Rebbe during his lifetime as well. But to be Koyin the Madregis of the Rebbe Mamish is only by the Ptira. That you find by Moshe Rabbeinu, you find that. You find it by Pshu Ba'yichoy as well.
By Eliyanovi, you find it. It's not Pshu Ba'yichoy. And the
he gave up his madrigas by the end of his life.
Some
he gave over madrigas. What?
Some surface said writes in the Tshuva that Sashud as an Ishgven by Reb Nusan Adlus Petita. Well, when it will not given, well, they can't coin as on Pishnai and Beruchai.
You hear that, Fievel? You heard that?
Okay, but why? Why is that?
It's obviously, as long as Rebbe is alive, he's still in control of his madrigas. He has them. He's able to help his talmidim, his chassidim, but he can't give over his madrigas. The koyach or the histalkus of a tzaddik, and according to Kabbalah and Zohar Kodesh and Kabbalah, Abshim Ba'yichoy, you find that histalkus of
a tzaddik. I understand. We see that.
The Arachayim Kodesh explains it. Arachayim Kodesh explains it.
Yeah, that what?
Arachayim Kodesh explains it.
Of laser, take care, sloche. I get you mentioned gemach si metoyves and goes gebeten alts gits.
My.
Yeah, what are you saying, Abi?
The Arachayim Hakadosh says that on the last day of a tzaddik's on a person's life, all of the koiches, all of the mitzvahs that he did, and all of the tzaddikim that he had shaychus with come to him, he has that koich, and that's how Kenzana's. A person only has what they have. How can they give pishnayim? Because a person has all the mitzvahs come to be malave him to olam haba. That's the chazar chaim akadosh. I heard it from Moshe Wolfson many times. That the tzaddikim who were nisabed in him, the tzaddikim who were nisgagel in him.
Look in the Tverish Lima. He has two shtiklach for slichas first night.
Right, two shtiklach over there. No.
So in the second piece, he talks about. He says that the widest. He says that a person. He says a pasuk. Vayera oisa kitayv. So oisa is ois bris kodesh, and toiv is the shefa. So it says that a tzaddik. Is there everything is totally on the Shmir Sabris, right? So it says in Svarbri down that the Yisoid, the Makam Yisoid, that's the seam of a goof of a person of the Kabbalah. So everything is totally what's the lashon called totally b'chaisim.
Right.
So he writes there. So the end of the year, this is all the. All the Torah and Tfilas and Mais and Tovim, everything you he brings it by Masechta. Brings it first by Masechta. The Gemara says that somebody, whenever the Talmid HaChachamim finished the Masechta, they made a Yantiv. So he said, why do they make a Yantiv? Because when you finish, that's when all the Tanayim and Amorayim, that's when the Koichas come out, is when you finish. That's what he wanted to be marked him over there. That to see him, that's where the shefa comes out is by his side. So he said the zelvazach is by Elul. That's why Elul is so chashiv, because like what's his name we spoke before?
Avi.
And he says from all your ma'aseh tovim and tefillah and this, the koyach from that comes back to you at the end of the year. And Hashem did it that way, so you have
koichos. That's what he said in Arachayim HaKadosh, that's what he said.
Everything comes back to him with life. Right. So it could be here, the same thing. Maybe that's the reason behind this. This has to do with the Siyam. That's when the Hashpas come out.
But also is it the fact that you can't give over something that you have until the end of your life. You can't give
it over. Finish what it says, it says, Yismach B'matnas Chalkai Ki Eved Neman Karasolai. That was Moshe's godless. Normal people can't. Usually for cats, you don't want to give over. You want to keep for yourself. Moshe Rabbeinu's godless was, Finish what it says, he had that koyach, yeah, Ibit given all us. Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chalkai Ki Eved Neman Karasolai. What's the Eved Neman? He was able to give over.
Very good. That's what we see over here in the Shtikl Masyankim, the Moshe Rabbeinu as well.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, last week we spoke about Tashlich, about the Minig Van Tashlich, right? So we said in Radzin, the Minig was Tashlich, was a Rosh Hashanah Grada. But I wanted to just add on something. That in Radzin, the Rebbe's, specifically Rabbi Shmuel Shloimeh, Rabbi Shmuel Shloimeh didn't do Tashlich at all. The Kotzke Pshischa Cheide, they machte weg a stickle the whole Tashlich thing. They machte weg, Tashlich, ganze, you know. And Rabbi Shmuel Shloimeh didn't do Tashlich at all.
It was all part of the Shavkite? As Mechanisch is like getting a the virus?
So it doesn't work that way. And the child of the Mezukta Masa, they say a Masa about a Yid of the name Rabbi Vadia line. Rabbi Vadia was a son of Rabbi Heschel, an older brother of Rabbi Ruchim. Rabbi Vadia was Ish Kodesh Mamish. The Radzin, they held of him very stark. I heard from Chassidim that Rabbi Shmuel Shloimeh used to send people to Rabbi Vadia sometimes with a kvittel. Go to Rabbi Vadia. Rabbi Vadia, he lived in Chelm, and he's a Dehoi Bnei Yid. And Rabbi Vadia, he's very close to Radzin. Rabbi Vadia, he used to do Tashlich. He was very frum. He wanted to do Tashlich. So they say a Maise. I don't know, the Pshat and the Maise, we have to, this is just the Maise that they say. They say that during the days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva was something. The Gabe brought a glazel tie to Rabbi Shmuel Shloimeh. Rabbi Shmuel Shloimeh, they brought him in a glazel tie to drink a cup of tea. He looks at the cup of tea and he says he doesn't want to drink it. He said, "There's a zait in the glazel tie. All the Avadis Navaris. All the Avadis Navaris ligging in them because he threw it into the well. He went to the well and he threw it in the Radzin over there into the well. He went to Tashlich over there." And Mr. Varley says that the water is coming from that well, and he sees all the avidus inside. He doesn't want to drink avadi's avidus. That's like the way he machted avek. You know, the ganze drying off from the avidus, and then you could take the avidus with the water with all those achim. You know, but those that did it on Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbe Chabrocha did it on Yud Gimel Midas, like the Minig of his father. That was
Sayyid Baruch. Yeah, do you mind go the other room? Just I can't hear. Sorry.
Okay. That was one thing I wanted to add on the last week about the minig van Tashlich. Benegeya, kaparis we spoke about last week. Kaparis that the Rebbe did kaparis after chatzos, erevim kip after chatzos. But the shas rachmem then is he was makhlik to do after chatzos, even though the achonis maybe he did before chatzos, but the actual kaparis itself. Yeah. Who's that?
Shechet.
Oh, take what Shechet? What?
Tzvi Shechet.
Ah, take care. Agmar Chasim Etoiv, all the best. Take care.
Yeah.
Zay Matzliach. We'll see you around, yeah?
Yep.
Call to take care. Bye-bye.
Right. Is it a Chatzos Yarm or a nighttime tabel?
Chatzos Alayla. Chatzos Alayla Berevim Kippur. Chatzos Alayla.
Why are you getting up like that?
Right, but he did it by Chatzos. He says that after Chatzos was the Shas, when the Shas Rachmim, and he was makpid to do it after Chatzos Alayla. Chatzos, that's when he did Kaporis.
That's just your
Zayda
or all the
Zin
Rebbes did that?
That's my Zayda. I don't know all the Zin Rebbes. My Zayda that I can tell you about. The previous ones, I don't know. I did it by Chatzos, And he had a shirt.
And that's what they did in Redzin, or just in Redzin, they did like that also?
I don't know, but in Redzin, basically, in Poland. I know that was the meaning of the Rebbe, that's for sure. He had a shaykhid on premises, a shaykhid in the house that used to shecht, and they shechted over there outside, rafted kapolis, and the kisei adam. And then there was a flicker. A flicker was someone that came, that prepared the chickens. Part of the chickens he took for tzedakah, and the rest of the chickens were eaten by the suda of Erev Yom Kippur, the chickens from kapolis.
My father, Avisham, told me that's what they always used to do. Also,
the flicker worked all night long. Sat there all night long preparing the chickens, taking out the feathers and everything, preparing the chickens. Erev Yom Kippur, the Rebbe was a very, very serious day. During the first Suda, people used to come in the morning hours for brachas in the morning hours. This was seconds later on. Yom Kippur, the Rebbe never left Mismedish. He sat in Mismedish, even by the break. And Radzin Baruch Hashem is a nice break also. They have a nice couple of hours. But he sat in his place, and he didn't move from his place. He didn't even go to his room. He sat in the Mismedish in his place. And he said Tillim. He learned, and he didn't budge. The only time that he did move from his place and he went upstairs to his house was the last year. Before he went to the hospital. On that Yom Kippur, he went upstairs and he sat down in the tree in his room and he fell asleep over there. And then he came back down. I remember the Elter Yidden then were very, very upset then. Very, very upset when he went upstairs then. I remember, who was it? Shimon Goldabe's father, Shimon. He says, you know, all the years I'm here for 40, 50 years, Rebbe never went upstairs by Yom Kippur. It's the first time. It's not a good simon, he says. It's not a good simon. Okay, that's the.
He would go to sleep. He would at nighttime. He didn't go up to sleep in Yom Kippur
at night in the younger years. Not the years that I remember. He did go to sleep at night, but in the earlier years, he didn't go to sleep at night. He was up in Crown Eyes days and even in the Bnei Brak days, the earlier days. Crown Eyes, they were up all night. All night, they had people, not only him. There was a kvutz of people in the crowds, for sure, a kvutz of Polish Yidden. They stayed up all night. They learned. And he said they finished the whole Tehillim at night. That was they were up all night, Yom Kippur. And he was up all night, all afternoon. That was a ganze Yom Kippur. They didn't really sleep. Afternoon, for sure not. And even in the later years, at afternoon. At night, in the early years, he didn't sleep at all. Sai Yom Kippur b'night, Sai Shana Rabbi b'night. He was up.
So okay. the last year, he said, well, that was the daytime he went up?
The daytime he went up, yeah. At night already, for years he was going up at night, in his older years. But during the afternoon, he still never moved. In the afternoon, for years, he sat in his place, Tol Mincha. After Tol Mincha, he didn't leave his place, only the last year. It wasn't the last year of his life, it was the last year before he went to the hospital. And he was in the hospital a couple of years. And Motzi Yom Kippur was a big simcha, Radin was a tish, but Gizingim, but Kitan, so it was a great simcha, Motzi Yom Kippur. That's already in common Mekoymus, many Mekoymus like that. State the Pasuk, Leicha Chol B'Simcha Lachmecho, Ki Kvarotzol L'Kimis Masecho, there was a gewaldige simcha, Kiddush Levone, and Suda, the tish. The tish of Motzi Yom Kippur was based, the theme, you want to call the theme of the tish, was Omer Abakiva Ashreichem Yisrael. Lift me at the Mitahar and the Mimitar Eschem. You can look in the Ishbitz Svarim, in the Sodi Shorim Befrat, on Motzi Yom Kippur, Kemat all the Shtiklich are on the Shtikl of Omer Abakiva Ashreichem Yisrael. That was the Simcha of Motzi Yom Kippur, was the Simcha of Ashreichem Yisrael, Lift me at the Mitahar and the Mimitar Eschem, Avichem Shvashamayim, that the Ebishti gives a Ruach Tahar to all the Yidim, Zrak Telechem, Maim Toyrim, Mitahar Temekol Tomer Sechem, Maim Mikvim, that was the Mishnah over there in Yuma. That was the Simcha of Motzi Yom Kippur. Sof Yuma. That was the Simcha of Motzi Yom Kippur was the Simcha of Ashreichem Yisrael Tahara from Avichem Shebashamayim. And all the Torah was around, most of the Torah of Motzi Yom Kippur was pretty much about that shtickle. That was That was noch a Sach.
Hakam, I saw the picture when you were in Eretz Yisrael that last time on Yom Kippur. So it shows the Rebbe wearing a, what you call it, a kittel.
Yeah.
Hakam, he got a kibbutz or something? Why did he wear a kittel? Or he wore, als Rebbe?
Als Rebbe, yeah. The Rebbe's in Radzin, the Rebbe's family wore kittelich. And those that had a stella, like a baltfila, al makre, and those things.
In Anyam Kippur or Shana?
Shana, no one. Shana, Anyam Kippur, and Radzin, they didn't wear kittelich at all.
Bechlau.
The only people that wore kittelich on Yom Kippur. What? Yeah. They didn't wear kittelich. Out from the Gods Kechayde, Pshis Kechayde, and Gerd, they don't wear kittelich. Amshnov, they don't wear kittelich at all. The only people that wore kittelich on Yom Kippur was the Rebbe's family and the people that had shtelis, the Baal Tefila, the Baal Koyre. Shana also had shtelis. The people that Davin, Olein, the Baal Makir, and those the Baal Tekeya, they wore kittelich. But Yom Kippur, even Yom Kippur, no one wore kittles. No one wore kittles Yom Kippur. The minhag in Radin was that there was no. They didn't wear a kittel. They didn't wear a kittel. I think even Pesach by night. I think I'm not sure about
really?
It. But, Yom Kippur for sure. Yom Kippur for sure.
Officially, they do not Pesach by night.
So they didn't have kittles. That was the zach that stamp from the pshischa. But the Rebbe's family wore kittles. The Rebbe's family, if it means the extended family, I don't know how far it went, but the Rebbe's the close family zichah wore kittelich. The same thing got be at Torah on the Talis as well. Torah on Talisim, they didn't wear Torahs. Only the Rebbe's family wore Torahs.
Yeah, that was a lot of places. You push the Nishka.
Yeah.
I don't know if the involvement Nishka can geld or it just wasn't like a Asik. But kittels is achas big.
Adomsk, everyone wore Torahs, the marshal. Chassidim in Poland, everyone wore Torahs.
What kind?
Geflochten.
Yeah.
I heard, I don't know if it's true, they say that in Ger they did wear, and just after the war, you probably heard the story, up to, by the Beis Yisrael, up to Sechassim, then coming to Beis Medrash or something, was his Shabbos Sheva Brachas, so he asked, why isn't he here or something, so he said, he's embarrassed because he couldn't afford a shred and buy him in a Torah. So after that, Shabbos, like he ripped his off or something.
I don't know. I know that the Rebbe's in Ger probably wore, and they stopped after the war. That I know.
Yeah.
But the Chassidim, I don't think wore before the war either. All those Chassidim that come from the Pshischa Cheder, they didn't wear a Torahs. But the Rebbe's family wore Torahs. Only on top, not in the middle. The middle they didn't wear. Only on the top one.
Not addictive.
You know what the middle one is for?
The middle one is for duchening, no? When you duchen, you have a Torah on your head also.
There's another reason, but I won't say it now. It's a serious to make sure.
Okay, you remember after Yom Tov to say it. My list is long. I have a long list. Everything written down exactly. I have to write down, you know, cheshbon. But this person, Vienna mensch, also is cheshbon.
I heard pshat that because the Aruch HaShulchan Tain is that Torah is it might be a shail of tas and talas and asa l'rosh. Right. So if you have an atara on the rikin. That almost said it's not Nasa Lirosh. It's the whole beged is Zaytana.
Can that? Could also be.
It's a
Torah Nasa Lirosh. Okay, whatever. I just want to say over one thing that I heard from Elder.
To be more exact, they do wear a Torah. It's just not silver.
What?
Polish, they wear a Torah. Lubavitch, they don't wear that Torah.
Right, they wear the white one. Why a white Torah, not silver, right?
The reason
true.
Torah, because we hold the reason all you can wear it either way. It doesn't have to be the same side. So we make a simon, it should be, yes, the same side the whole
true,
time.
True, right.
So everyone has a Torah, just it's not from silver.
I just want to say over in the one of the years, Yom Kippur, So you do that the Radzina Rebbe didn't daven shachris with the oilon. They daven shachris by themselves. They used to come into laning. Shabbos morning, they came into Kriyas HaTorah. It's brought down in Dor Yisharim also in Bezyankiv. All the Radzina Rebbe like that. So one year Yom Kippur, I think it was maybe Tzadik Zayin, Tofer Tzadik Zayin, maybe Yom Shmur Shleimer, they're waiting for him to come into laning. And he wasn't coming in. Took a while. He came in, there was a shtickle late already. He started laning. And then it was time for Musaf already. And it was mamash getting late in the day already. He had to do Musaf, Minchen, Neile, Alter Angehabt. So the Baal Musaf, his name was Rabbi Sul Stotzke. Sul Stotzke was the one, was the elder, one of the elder Ishbetz Chassidim. And he was one of the Orchim, I think one of the Ikka Orchim of the Besyankiv, this form of Besyankiv. His name is brought down in the Besyankiv of Ayikra. He was Orch, he put it together. He was from the Hoyb and the Chassidim. And he was about Philip of Musaf. So it took time for him to get there, and the Rebbe Shmushleimer, gave like a scream out, Nisrul Kaddish, to start. He said, Nisrul Ungoyim Zung Kaddish off Veg Arov. He started saying Kaddish. The Rebbe guys Zung Kaddish. He started saying Kaddish on the way up to the beam, on the way up to the Amid. He started saying Kaddish. By the time he got to the Amid, he was already done with Kaddish already. He started saying Kaddish on the way. They say that Dayim Kippur took a... Dayim Kippur, I think they still finished by this man. Oh. The Yogdon, they did Musaf, Minchen, Neile, they finished together a different year, but they didn't start late, but the Rebbe started very, very slow. Musaf, Minchen, Neile, that they finished so late, Motzei Yom Kippur, that people were coming, were finishing up the Sudas Motzei Yom Kippur. That's when they finished davening in Radzin. They finished davening in Ila and Ma'ariv. That was a different year. Well, that was Stam, two things that I heard on the days of Rav Shmuel Shleimer on Yom Kippur. Okay. Fine. Gid gebens yun, hab ich helfen alle viele von das Kabel werden rachen mit Rut sein. Und muss gebet na git yun, git yun für ends von fein Sale. We'll see you next Thursday. What do you say, Mendel? Okay, sounds good. Okay, very good. Next week, Be'ez Hashem, now that I think I figured it out already, the whole thing, I think we can start 10:30 on time, and that's it.
Yeah,
we have to get you on this thing. It's two different things over the whole time. We have to get you on.
I understand.
Fievel, you have to start living with the times, Fievel. You have to get yourself a computer.
Yeah, you have my picture there?
Oh, let me get you a picture. Okay. Wait, but it was by the Begeshen Henoch already, or they started by the Teres Yosef? Well, I think by Begeshen Henoch, they still had Internet Explorer, I think.
Yeah. Maybe AOL.
That was the Tashlich that they did in Pshischa. The Tashlich they did was virtual Tashlich. Fish. The fish was on one side of the computer, and you looked at the fish, and the fish was on the other side.